News, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, understatement of the morning. Thick fog out there for Mobile and Baldwin counties. You probably noticed that by now. We'll get more from Dr. Bill on that in just a second. 66 degrees at our studios here at Mobile Mornings, and it's time for traffic. Here's Kane.
Good morning for the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center working in action now. Meadowview and Dawes Point Drive, also Spring Hill and Smith Street with injuries, and we've got two overturned vehicle accidents, one at Halls Mill and McVeigh, and one near Bay Minette at Broad Branch Road and Henry Davis Road. Both those just happened. Jubilee Roofing's a name you can trust. They've been serving Mobile and Baldwin County for over 20 years as the best-rated roofing company in the area with new roofs and roof repairs. See them at JubileeRoofing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for showers and areas of fog with temperatures in the lower 70s. Tonight, fog and a few showers, lows in the upper 50s. And then tomorrow, morning fog, then a few showers with highs in the upper 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
If your business is running perfectly smooth with no IT issues, congratulations. For the other 99%, there's CSpire Business. We're more than your IT provider. We're your partner. Our team has the insight and experience to navigate your toughest challenges. For cloud, cybersecurity, connectivity, and so much more, the choice is clear. CSpire Business. Insight, experience, your IT partner. Get fiber fast with gigabit internet speeds. Learn more at cspire.com/business.
All right, 66 degrees and, need I say, foggy at the FM Talk 106.5 studios. Also, another story out there from the world of weather and climatology, all that, the rivers are way high. Now, the big story was out of Jackson, Mississippi, and the flooding on the Pearl River, but a significant flooding in our area. Mobile and Baldwin County's getting it. Mobile River projected to at least go above 16 feet, which is a very, very high river for the Mobile River. We'll talk about the effects for our area. I know they closed the boat ramp down at Biosara yesterday. I guess Steel Creek as well, although I didn't hear, but I'm guessing if the Saraland boat launch was closed, I bet you Steel Creek is as well. We'll look into that as people in the communities there along Biosara are going to be dealing with flooding for looks like days to come. We'll talk more about that with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. Coming up at around 7:35. Also this morning we'll be checking in with Quinn Hillier after 7 o'clock, or after 8 o'clock, and we are just a week away from Fat Tuesday, 2 weeks away from Super Tuesday. You and I combined yesterday, Super Fat Tuesday.
Yeah, Super Fat Tuesday.
It'd be even more exciting. If we could only have parades and throws and then you voted. Like maybe you put all the voting precincts downtown and you vote a little earlier and you have Super Fat Tuesday.
Yeah, I'm not a political scientist. I think the voting numbers would drop if that were the case. Dude, not as many people would make it out.
Or they'd be skewed. I'm going to go fill in the Scantron. All right, we'll talk more about...
Lots of write-ins for Joe Kane.
I wonder how many write-ins Joe Kane gets every cycle. We ought to check that out. Also on the way, speaking of Mardi Gras, a float honoring the families of the fallen, again, rolling this year. This year in with the KOR parade. Nice revelry. Remember, families of the fallen, we raise money and just buy beads, really, or beads or other throws for those families to throw on Fat Tuesday. We'll talk more about that coming up in just a little bit. Plus, a proposed Alabama bill could make it harder to prosecute government corruption. Here we go with the Ethics Committee and another bill filed in Montgomery. We'll talk about that. Oddly enough, too, also a pay-to-play bill filed in Montgomery. This one for athletes, but maybe politicians.
It could be. Goes both ways.
And big girl, 2,076-pound great white shark pings off Pensacola over the weekend. More great whites in the Gulf talk. We'll talk about that coming up in just a little bit. Plus, more than 2,000 former DOJ officials demand Attorney General Barr resign. That story coming up shortly. And in sports.
Well, we had a close Daytona 500 last night. Denny Hamlin got the win, but everyone was worried about the well-being of Ryan Newman after a scary wreck on the last lap. I'll fill you in on Newman's condition and give you more on that race from last night.
All right, and discussion of coronavirus or COVID-19 continues. What's the danger for folks here stateside compared to somebody in China? Jim Roop has more.
The first piece of good news is the number of new cases of coronavirus, known officially now as COVID-19, have slowed over the past few days. The caution that comes with it.
It's too early to tell if this reported decline will continue.
Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, the Director General of the World Health Organization, says trends can change as new populations are affected. There are still far less than 1,000 cases outside of China, where there are 70 times that number. In China, nearly 1,800 people, as of the filing of this report, have died from the virus, and only 3 deaths outside of China. Dr. Tedros says also that COVID-19 is not as deadly as other coronaviruses like SARS, severe acute respiratory syndrome, and MERS, Middle Eastern respiratory syndrome.
More than 80% of patients have mild disease. In about 14% of cases, the virus causes severe disease, including pneumonia. And about 5% of patients have critical disease, including respiratory failure and multi-organ failure.
He says in about 2% of patients, the disease is fatal. And the older the patient is, the higher the risk of death. He also says there are very few cases diagnosed in children.
More research is needed to understand why.
The WHO also cautions against the use of the word pandemic. Dr. Mike Ryan says COVID-19 does not fit the criteria for that declaration. The risk of contracting the virus is high inside China, but not outside.
And of that transmission that's occurred in countries outside China, the majority of that transmission can be traced through existing transmission chains.
He also cautions about restrictions, travel, trade, otherwise, reflecting on calls for people to, quote, steer clear of Asia and cruise ships, for example.
We have to be really careful here. There's no zero risk in the world for anything. We need an approach to managing risk that allows us to continue to operate as a society while minimizing the risks we know about. And that doesn't matter if we're talking about travel or meetings. It doesn't matter if we're talking about cruise ships.
He still says, however, the risk of contracting the virus outside of China remains very, very low. I'm Jim Roop.
Sound familiar? Lines down? No internet? Tired of that spinning computer circle? Let's face it, service outages happen. Hurricane season, Gulf Coast storms, road construction where maybe a backhoe digs up the transmission line. We know bad things can happen, even with the best plans intended. Have you asked yourself, how important is the internet to your business should it go down? Did you know most of today's phone systems require internet? Do you have a plan in place to keep your phones up and your employees productive? Hi, Chuck Nylander here with Harbor Communications, and I'm excited to offer our internet failover service utilizing the latest in cellular technology. Harbor's internet failover service comes complete with auto failover programming when combined with our fast fiber internet services. The best part is our basic service starts as low as $44.95 per month. Data and term restrictions apply. That's a small price to pay for business continuity. To learn more, call us today or visit us online at harborcom.com. Harbor Communications, always about the customer.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A registered sex offender is now in jail after climbing a 375-foot radio tower to escape from Pensacola police. Officers spent more than 7 hours trying to get the man to come down as concerned citizens watched. Police say the man, who remains unidentified, was wanted for failing to identify as a sex offender. He'd served time in prison for his offenses. Police say he didn't want to go back to jail. A man was shot and killed last night blocks away from a Mardi Gras parade in downtown Mobile. It happened at the Quick Stop gas station on Broad Street at about 6:50 last night. The victim was rushed to the hospital but later died. The Mobile Police Department is asking for the public's help identifying a suspect. A man and his dog managed to escape a fire that destroyed his home early Monday morning. It happened on St. Luke Church Road in the Latham community of Baldwin County. There was not much left of Walter Gray's home. A witness says a car in Gray's garage exploded. When firefighters arrived, all they could do was make sure it didn't spread. Gray and his dog are staying with friends. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
In basketball, every point counts. And at Alpha Insurance, we know when it comes to your budget, every dollar counts. That's why we work to get you the lowest rates and best discounts available. Plus, every Alpha Insurance policy comes with personal service from a hometown team. Find your local agent at alphainsurance.com and start saving today.
Good morning. It's 7:15 here on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and right now it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. Denny Hamlin won this year's running of the Daytona 500 by 14 thousandths of a second, but everyone's focus was on the well-being of Ryan Newman after a scary wreck on the final lap.
Ryan Newman off turn four for the final time. Blaney to the outside, to the inside. Here comes Hamlin up the outside.
Wow.
Crash into the wall, into the air goes Newman.
Upside down.
In a shower of sparks on his roof, Ryan Newman comes across the line for it.
That's the call from Fox. It took emergency responders some time to get the car upright and remove Newman before he was taken off the track and to Halifax Medical Center by ambulance. Shortly after 9 p.m. our time, NASCAR Executive Vice President Steve O'Donnell passed along a statement from Newman's team, Roush Fenway Racing.
Ryan Newman is being treated at Halifax Medical Center. He's in serious condition, but doctors have indicated his injuries are non-life-threatening. We appreciate your thoughts and prayers and ask that you respect the privacy of Ryan and his family during this time. We appreciate your patience and cooperation and will provide more information as it becomes available.
The victory lane celebration was subdued for Hamlin and his team.
It's a weird balance of, you know, excitement and happiness for yourself, but obviously someone's health and their family's, you know, bigger than any win in any sport. So, you know, we're just hoping for the best.
It was Hamlin's third Daytona 500 win of his career. He joins an elite list of drivers that have won the race three or more times, including Sterling Marlin, Dale Jarrett, Jeff Gordon, Bobby Allison, Cale Yarborough, and Richard Petty. Hamlin's margin of victory of 14 thousandths of a second over Ryan Blaney was the second closest in race history after only Hamlin's win over Martin Truex Jr. in 2016. So he has the two closest margins of victory, and that first one was 0.01 seconds. Mobile's Bubba Wallace finished 15th after getting caught up in a wreck that took out a majority of the field with 17 laps remaining. Next up, NASCAR heads to Vegas for the Pennzoil 400 on Sunday. We're now under a month away from Selection Sunday in NCAA basketball, and Baylor remains the top-ranked team in the latest Associated Press Top 25 poll. The Bears received 21 of 32 first-place votes this week. The other 11 went to second-ranked Gonzaga. Kansas remains ranked third, which sets up a huge showdown this Saturday against top-ranked Baylor. San Diego State is still undefeated at 26-0. The Aztecs are ranked fourth, followed by the Dayton Flyers. First time since 1955 that the Flyers are ranked in the top five. Duke moved up to number six, followed by Maryland, Florida State, Penn State, and Kentucky rounds out the top 10. Auburn fell two spots to number 13 this week after losing to Missouri on Saturday, and LSU dropped out of the poll after losing to Alabama. It was the Tigers' third loss in four games. LPGA pioneer and 13-time major winner Mickey Wright passed away yesterday at the age of 85. Wright joined the LPGA Tour in 1955, compiled 82 career wins. She remains the only LPGA player to hold all major titles at the same time. At one point in her career, Wright won 44 times in a four-year stretch and was named the Associated Press Female Athlete of the Year twice in 1963 and 1964. And one of the greatest golfers of all time, Ben Hogan, once said that Wright had the finest swing in the game.
He didn't say she had the right stuff. 44 times in
4 years. I mean, those are some Tiger Woods numbers right there. 719 FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's sports on Mobile Mornings.
All right. Thank you, Dalton. 720 FM Talk 106.5. Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams on the way. We'll talk about the fog. We'll also talk about the rain this week and how it affects different nights, different parades. Reminder, too, you can check out everything Mardi Gras on the front page of our website. When you go to fmtalk1065.com, just click the link for the Moon Pie Minute. You can listen to podcasts of already aired episodes of the story of Mardi Gras. Get caught up, binge listen. At the same time, check out the parade schedule. It's all on fmtalk1065.com. Just click the link for Moon Pie Minute. Now time to check tax tips. It's brought to you by Byers, Byers & Associates.
This daily tax tip is brought to you by Byers, Byers & Associates in Daphne, making sure you're receiving the deductions and credits you're eligible for. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com.
This is a Bloomberg tax tip. The dreaded alternative minimum tax underwent a major overhaul in the new tax law. The AMT ensures that if you make a lot of money, even if deductions reduce your taxes, you still have to pay at least a minimum amount. Under the new law, married couples filing jointly do not have to worry about paying the AMT for any income below $112,000. That cutoff is a lot higher than it used to be. The higher limits are set to expire in 2026. I'm Laura Davison, Bloomberg Radio.
In general, I'm a win-win guy. When I have to spend hours searching for the right part, it's lose-lose. It's time lost for me and lost time for my crew. That's why I order from Grainger. With product experts that have the answers to my toughest questions, an easy-to-use website to help me find the right product quickly, I can rely on Grainger to make getting supplies for my business as simple and seamless as possible. When it comes to getting things done, it's a win-win when Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Time, effort, money.
Don't stress out over your taxes. Make sure you're receiving the deductions and credits for which you're eligible with the qualified accountants at Byers, Byers, and Associates. Drop your tax documents at our office or submit online, and we handle the rest. A big firm service without the big firm price. Even the most complex business and individual returns. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers, and Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com. That's B-Y-E-R-S. CPA.com.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for showers and areas of fog with temperatures in the lower 70s. Tonight, fog and a few showers, lows in the upper 50s. And then tomorrow, morning fog, then a few showers with highs in the upper 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Across America, George Soros is spending billions to defeat conservative prosecutors and judges. Think Alabama is immune? Think again. 2 years ago, Soros tried to take over the Alabama Supreme Court, but you stopped him. Now Soros is back and taking aim at Judge Beth Kellum on the Court of Criminal Appeals. Why? Because Kellum's tough, and George Soros can't control her. Now she needs your vote. Beth Kellum. Beth Kellum for Court of Criminal Appeals.
I'm Beth Kellum. As a judge, I fight for the Constitution and the law, and it's too bad if Mr. Soros doesn't like it. I'm asking for your vote on March 3rd so that I can continue to fight for what's right, regardless of what George Soros, the ACLU, Southern Poverty Law Center, or anyone else might think.
Stop socialism. Stop Soros. Keep Beth Kellum. Beth Kellum. For Court of Criminal Appeals. Paid for by Beth Kellum for Court of Criminal Appeals. Box 245011, Montgomery, 36124.
Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at fmtalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher.
Good morning for the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center. Overturned vehicles at Halls Mill and McVeigh near Bay Minette. Also, they've got an accident with an overturned vehicle at Broad Branch Road and Henry Davis Road. Mobile Police Department still there at Meadowview and Dawes. Also an accident with injuries at Spring Hill and Smith Street with a dense fog advisory till 10 a.m. The newly designed Deep South Speedway, the Palace of Speed, is opening up Saturday, March 14th in Locksley. Brand new dirt track design with 9 different classes running on the first night. You can find them on Facebook. Look up Deep South Speedway. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 724 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Boarding. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, Dr. Bill Williams to talk fog and rain and fog, and then finally some better weather. We'll do that coming up in just about 10 minutes. Plus, your chance this morning for a pair of Win 'Em Before You Can Buy 'Em tickets to see Def Leppard and ZZ Top, their 2020 Vision Tour, coming to the Wharf Amphitheater September 28th. Tickets go on sale Friday at 10 a.m. Ticketmaster.com and the Wharf box office. But you got a chance today to win a pair of Win 'Em Before You Can Buy 'Em tickets. So stay close. Keep the number 343-0106 in your contacts. Just FM Talk 106.5 343-0106. Whether you use it to win tickets or ask Bill Finch something about getting your yard looking good this spring, anything in between, 343-0106. All right, Attorney General William Barr is defending his call for lowering the sentence request for President Trump's sometimes political advisor Roger Stone over protests by Justice Department veterans. There are thousands now, it said more than 1,000 U.S. Justice Department officials have called for Attorney General William Barr to resign. Bob Constantini from Westwood One has more.
The president's been silent, but White House aides say he has full confidence in Attorney General William Barr, who's also been silent since Friday. On top of the more than 1,000 and growing former Justice Department employees who've signed a statement calling for Barr to quit, Donald Ayer fleshes out the argument in a piece in The Atlantic. Ayer was Deputy Attorney General in the George H.W. Bush administration when Barr was Attorney General the first time. Ayer believes Barr has gone completely overboard based on an opinion he wrote during the original Russia investigation before President Trump picked Barr for a second tour at Justice.
And he specifically says the president is the executive branch and that he necessarily has complete and unlimited discretion to oversee criminal cases. He actually said the thing that the president said not long ago, and I have the power.
Attorney Shan Wu signed the statement calling on Barr to resign. He was a legal counsel to Attorney General Janet Reno, who herself allowed a number of investigations into President Bill Clinton to proceed, one of which led to his impeachment. Wu says the statement makes clear Barr is not likely to resign, but is really aiming at current Justice Department employees worried about White House pressure.
We have their backs. Other people have been there and share these views, and they're not going to be isolated by themselves if they stand up.
Wu says anyone who feels pressure from the White House on down to affect an investigation can start by contacting an immediate supervisor, a sort of whistleblower process. The judge in the Roger Stone case, Amy Berman Jackson, is noted for rulings against the Trump administration, and she's ordered a Tuesday conference call with whichever prosecutors are now handling the sentencing in Stone's lawyers. She's expected to demand an explanation for why four of the original prosecutors quit in protest over perceived meddling by the president a week after he tweeted out how unfair a 7 to 9 year potential sentence is. Meanwhile, prosecutors in the Southern District of New York are looking to file additional charges against two men who were helping Trump personal attorney Rudy Giuliani in Ukraine look for dirt on Joe and Hunter Biden. But the charges, according to sources, stem from Lev Parnas and another man misleading potential investors in their fraud guarantee venture. The name suggests the firm was going to protect companies from fraud. Fraud guarantee allegedly paid Rudy Giuliani $500,000 to help connect with clients around the world, though a lawyer for the former New York mayor denies any effort to market the firm. The Southern District of New York, which Giuliani once headed, has a reputation of near independence from Washington oversight. Bob Costantini, Washington.
All right, talk more about that coming up after 8 o'clock when we turn up your voice at 343-0106. Segment of the show brought to you by LightStream. How much money are you paying on interest on your credit cards every month? Too much? Then why not consolidate your credit cards into just one payment at a lower fixed rate and start saving money? And it's easy, easy, easy with the credit card consolidation loan from LightStream. Now, their rates are as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay. Now, let's compare and contrast. National average, 20% APR. That's your interest rate on credit cards. And they're talking about 5.95% APR. Even a communications major like me can figure out the math on that, and it's good. And you can get your money as soon as the day you apply, and there are no fees when you apply. You can get $5,000 to $100,000. LightStream believes that people with good credit deserve a better loan experience, and that's exactly what they deliver. And just for y'all, you can apply now and get a special interest rate discount and save even more. The only way to get this discount is to go to LightStream.com/Sullivan, my last name, LightStream.com/Sullivan, SULLIVAN. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes a 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit LightStream.com/Sullivan for more information. All right, we'll check in with Dr. Bill. News 5 is next, right here on Mobile Mornings.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Wiles, WKRG News 5. A third suspect is in jail in connection to the murder of a University of South Alabama professor, Matthew Weiser. 23-year-old Curtis Womack Jr. was arrested on Monday. He faces a murder charge and a marijuana possession charge in an unrelated case. A 15-year-old boy is recovering after being shot several times in Escambia County, Florida. Deputies say the shooting happened on Brainerd Street in the Brownsville community just outside Pensacola. The boy was shot four times but is expected to be okay. Deputies say he is not cooperating with their investigation. One of the country's top youth organizations is filing for bankruptcy. The Boy Scouts of America filed a court document in Delaware's bankruptcy court early this morning. The organization says it has about $50,000 in assets as it faces hundreds of sex abuse abuse lawsuits. The lawsuits have now been suspended. Okaloosa County deputies say a man with a cane has been scamming people in Destin by going door to door asking for money. They say the man says his wife's car broke down, promises to repay them, but he never comes back. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
The grand opening celebration is going on now at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes in Mobile and now open in D'Iberville. Check out the deals in both locations and receive free ground floor delivery up to 50 miles on safes $1,500 and up. But hurry, this sale ends February 22nd. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, where you're not just buying a safe, but service after the sale. Why go anywhere else? Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, I-65 at Moffett Road in Mobile, and now open next to Walmart in D'Iberville.
Coronavirus taking its toll on the global economy. Steve Kastenbaum has this.
Apple is now telling investors that the company will not meet its earnings forecasts for the quarter. While Apple's production facilities are outside the epicenter of the coronavirus outbreak, the company said that ramping back up to normal production levels has been slower than usual.
Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg has been meeting with top European Union officials who expect to release proposals for new regulations on data use, privacy, and content.
Even if I'm not going to agree with every regulation in the near term, I do think it's going to be the thing that helps create trust and better governance of the internet and will benefit everyone, including us, over the long term.
The Trump administration is waiving federal contracting laws to speed construction of a border wall. DHS says it will allow 177 miles of wall to be built faster in California, Arizona, New Mexico, and Texas. I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Kashenko with Your Money Now. Walmart reported sluggish holiday sales despite continued online gains, adding to a string of disappointments from traditional retailers as they adjust to changing shopping habits. Walmart said U.S. comparable sales increased 1.9% in the latest quarter, less than the nearly 3% growth the company predicted. The results show the world's biggest retailer struggled to get shoppers to spend in its stores during a shorter holiday selling season as it ramped up efforts to compete with Amazon. Franklin Resources has agreed to buy rival asset manager Legg Mason in a deal that could help two big players in an industry that's under pressure from shifting investor tastes. The deal valued at $4.5 billion. Amazon founder Jeff Bezos says he plans to spend $10 billion of his own fortune to help fight climate change. The world's richest person said in an Instagram post he'll start giving grants this summer to scientists, activists, and nonprofits working to protect Earth. On Wall Street, futures moderately lower. That's Your Money Now.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians. And it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty, which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. The certified pre-owned sales event going on now through March 2nd. Come in today and enjoy a credit of up to $1,500 towards your first two payments through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Because in the end, it's absolute confidence in genuine Mercedes-Benz parts, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on credit towards your first 2 months payment and certified pre-owned warranties.
Family-owned Azalea Coffee Service has proudly been keeping the hard-working folks of Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties going for over 30 years. Small enough to take care of you individually, big enough to take care of everyone. Azalea Coffee Service offers both national and private label brands so you can have your favorite cup of coffee every morning. To qualify for a free month of coffee service, call Wayne at 675-9178 and tell him you heard it on FM Talk 106.5. Azalea Coffee Service. Call 675-9178 now.
Weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
7:35. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
Foggy morning, Dr. Bill. It's thick out there. Yeah, no joke. I think today, at least for my little slice of the world here, from the University of South Alabama to the studios here at Airport and 65, even foggier than yesterday.
Yeah, and you know, if this fog's going to be a problem today, it's also tonight. And early tomorrow, and we won't really get some nice dry air in here until Friday and Saturday. Although it's going to be chilly on Thursday, we're going to see rain in the area through most of the day on Thursday. But as for today, it'll be mostly cloudy. Of course, dense fog this morning, areas of fog through the day. And we'll get up around 72, perhaps 73. Now, we've got a good chance for shower activity today. Not much around right now, but it will be developing as a cold front moves across Mississippi and into Alabama. And we do expect showers, and showers, unfortunately, will also occur through central portions of Alabama that already are saturated from many days of rainfall. As for tonight, we'll see upper 50s at daybreak. Also, fog developing tonight, and a few showers are possible. Tomorrow, a few showers in the morning, along with some dense fog, and then we'll warm into the upper 60s, even though a cold front has moved in with the wind out of the north. We won't really see a significant cooling until late tomorrow and into Thursday. And so on Thursday, we're only going to be in the 50s, but the front will be out over the Gulf, and a low-pressure system will move across the central Gulf. We'll spread moisture over the top of the cool air, and we're in for kind of a cold rain on Thursday with temperatures in the mid-50s. We'll clear off on Friday, be mostly sunny, high in the mid-50s, and then upper 30s for Friday night. As for the weekend, the best day will be Saturday with sunny at around 60 degrees, and then a few showers developing on Sunday with a high in the mid-60s.
All right, so to run through the parade schedule here and lay over the grid here with your forecast. So tonight, 6:30, it's Order of Lachise, downtown Mobile. You think chance of rain?
There's a good chance for showers, parade time this evening. And, of course, those showers will be developing much of that this afternoon and continuing into the evening.
All right. Then tomorrow, Wednesday, is the makeup day, but nothing scheduled right now for it. But you're still looking at rain on the makeup day, too.
We're looking at showers tomorrow morning, and then the rain returns tomorrow night. So we may see enough of a break Wednesday evening to get that parade in.
Okay, so if one gets moved, it may be Wednesday's okay, because Thursday, the Stripers parade at 6:30, and we're looking at rain again.
Thursday, that cold rain, and it's possible that it might end late in the afternoon, but we can't guarantee that. Most likely, we'll see those showers continue into the evening on Thursday before clearing occurs.
All right, so and then so Friday, though, by the time Crew Columbus rolls at 6:30, things look good.
Friday looks great, and of course Saturday, excellent weather, and then the showers return on Sunday.
All right, and Dr. Bill, you mentioned the rain upstate, and we talked about this yesterday, and I think people have been watching the story out of Jackson, Mississippi, and the flooding on the Pearl River that I think crested yesterday, and we don't have the same situation here with, we're in a big flood stage, but people haven't built in areas like they have elsewhere, but it is affecting, I mean, I'm looking at the Mobile River reading at Barry Stan Plant, projected to go to 16, and already flooding going on in areas of Saraland along Bayou Sarah. I know there's continued rise here, right? I mean, we're looking at more rain on top of that.
Yeah, it looks that way with that front coming in across Mississippi and Alabama later today and tonight. There may be some heavy downpours up in the areas that already have had quite a bit of rain. And then we're looking at additional rain occurring for tomorrow night and on Thursday. So conditions are certainly not going to improve until we get late in the weekend. Well, Friday and Saturday when it begins to dry out a bit.
I'll remind folks, too, if they would like to impress their friends and family with knowledge of maybe the rainiest day or the rainiest month or the rainiest year in Mobile, that's the kind of information you can pick up in the Mobile Weather and Marine Almanac.
Oh, definitely. A lot of information. You'll find the almanacs now here in Mobile at Hancock Whitney Banks and also over in the Eastern Shore. And West Marine, also Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, Classic Cars on Cottage Hill Road, and Robert Moore Christmas Town. If you're over on the Eastern Shore, Old Time Garden Supply, Autocraft Collision Center in Fairhope, Billy Langford Allstate in Fairhope, and we also have copies of the Robertsdale Power Equipment Company on Highway 59.
All right, Dr. Bill, we appreciate the update, and we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
There's our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, and his exclusive forecast here for FM Talk 106.5. We'll watch this. You're going to hear probably more about Saraland. I know they closed down one boat ramp. I don't know if they closed down Steel Bio, but they closed down the main Bio Sarah boat ramp there. it looks like the projection here of another 2 feet at least of rise will cause water to get to houses in Saraland. It's happened before, and I told you yesterday you would start hearing people use unprecedented. It's not unprecedented, but it is rare. How about that? There's a difference. This flooding has, we've had flooding at this level before, but it's not common, although the last 3 years or so have been pretty big rises on the river. But yeah, this affects people firsthand in Saraland at their homes. And then as it gets higher, other areas will be affected. And let me take one second. I won't even name who, but I heard this went on in a TV newsroom in town. And maybe this is just has me shaking my head, but maybe a teachable moment.
Okay.
They were wanting to send a reporter to do a live shot about flooding.
Get your waiters.
Okay, yes, we all know the TV loves to put people standing in water to do a live shot. So they were going to, talking about the flooding, they were sending somebody to Dog River. Okay. Dog River's not connected to the Alabama and Tom Bigby River system, other than through the bay, it is, true. But it's a local watershed. Rain that happens here affects Dog River fast, and it comes up and then it goes out. Same thing, Fowl River. Same thing, Fish River, some places like that. We're talking about flooding from way upstate, you know, above the dams. The rain that falls in, Birmingham, the rain that falls in northeast Alabama, northwest Alabama, is what causes this flooding. What's coming down the Tennessee River? You see the flooding up in Jackson County right now. That's what comes down our way.
So it has nothing to do with...
No. So if you wanted to put somebody out to do a flood story from this, you have to put them at one of the rivers connected to the other rivers coming from upstate. just a note there. All right. 742 FM Talk 106.5. Coming up, and speaking of what today is, a lot of local TV and others are talking about National Wine Day.
Mm-hmm.
Let's put it this way. Maybe we'll take a little unscientific poll, okay? Unscientific poll. Because I think our friends over at WKRG have their poll up.
Yeah, they're excited. They said, get out the corkscrews. It's sure. National Drink Wine Day.
7:42 on a Tuesday. 7:42 on a Tuesday. Let's get out the corkscrews.
Get them out. And then KRG's asking, do you prefer red, white, or rosé? And, you know, here I'm asking, why do you need a corkscrew? What about the screw top?
Chateau screw top.
The
yes.
Plastic bottles? Talking brown bag vino here.
Okay. So let's do this. As they're running their poll about do people like red or white or a rosé, we can't do the same poll as they do.
No, that would be copying.
Yeah, we got to do our own thing. So how about we do your favorite fortified wine? Your favorite fortified wine. Maybe we'll run are you a Wild Irish Rose fan?
Mm-hmm.
Do you like the Cisco?
Which looks like a normal beverage at a gas station.
The Mad Dog 2020, the Thunderbird, the Night Train.
Mm-hmm.
What is... On this National Wine Day, let's spin it in another direction. You can hit us up on the text line at 343-0106. We'll tally those votes, all right? 743, we'll check in with Kane. He's got our traffic next.
On the next What's Working with Cam Marston, we meet Brian Garish, president of Banfield Pet Hospital. More after this from Roberts Brothers Realtors.
Are you a retired veteran looking to buy or sell a home? The Roberts Brothers Military on the Move program gives us a chance to help members of the military community buy, sell, or rent at a discounted rate in Mobile and Baldwin counties. Thank you for your service. For more information, visit robertsbrothers.com.
Brian Garish oversees over 1,000 pet hospitals and over 19,000 associates as the president of Banfield Pet Hospitals. Each year, the company sees over 3 million pets. What's the future of pet care? Huge. Just huge. And Brian tells us how the millennial generation is much more focused on preventative pet care than previous generations. Also, there aren't nearly enough veterinarians graduating today, and therefore, Banfield is only 1 of 4% of national companies helping repay student loans to entice people into the veterinarian schools. Listen to What's Working with Cam Marston, presented by Coastal Alabama Community College, Wednesday at 6 p.m. here on FM Talk 106.5, or the podcast available now at cammarston.com.
good morning for the Spring Hill Toyota.com traffic center. A couple of accidents in Baldwin County at 181 and 31 into clearing stages. Also near Foley at County Road 32 and County Road 55. That's going to be in the Summerdale area. Mobile Police Department working an accident at Halls Mill Road in McVeigh with an overturned vehicle. Wreckers en route. Toomey's Mardi Gras has been your number one store in the area for everything Mardi Gras since 1978. Shop Toomey's 7 days a week on Government Boulevard in Mobile and Spanish Fort at the Eastern Shore Center. See them at Toomey'sMardiGras.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Car Doctor is now offering street legal Yamaha packages.
That's right, street legal.
Come into Car Doctor today. Ask Trisha and Steven about how easy it is to make your gas Yamaha cart street legal. Car Doctor, Highway 90 in Theodore.
Today is the day to celebrate these great warriors. Bradley Byrne, Alabama. What a great place. Thank you, Bradley.
That's President Trump recognizing Bradley Byrne's work to fight against the impeachment sham. When President Trump needed a fighter to take on Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff, Bradley Byrne stood up, and President Trump took notice.
Bradley Byrne, Alabama. What a great place.
President Trump knows that Bradley Byrne is a fighter. Byrne has a 97% pro-Trump voting record. He's pro-wall, pro-life, and pro-gun. Bradley Byrne puts Alabama and America first. Bradley Byrne puts us first.
Bradley Byrne, Alabama. What a great place.
President Trump is making America great. Send President Trump the fighter he needs to keep it that way. Bradley Byrne for Senate.
Bradley Byrne.
For Alabama.
Bradley Byrne.
For U.S. Senate.
I'm Bradley Byrne, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Byrne for Senate.
It's time to get serious about your lawn. It's time to step up to the best mower brand money can buy. For nearly four decades, Skag has been the easy choice for lawn care professionals. Don't settle for anything less than simply the best when it comes to mowing your lawn. Make your lawn the envy of the neighborhood with Skag. See all of Skag's zero-turn mowers at Robertsdale Power Equipment during their 27th annual open house sale February 19th and 20th. Skag offers a full line of commercial-grade and residential mowers, so you're sure to find a Skag model that's right for you and at the lowest prices of the year. Robertsdale Power Equipment has been around for 42 years, and they know that excellent sales and service is what sets them apart from their competition. There'll be a cookout both days, so stop by for free food and enter a drawing to win great prizes. Everything in stock is on sale, and financing is available at Robertsdale Power Equipment's annual open house sale February 19th and 20th. Highway 59 in Robertsdale, right at the split by the Catholic Church. Skag, simply the best.
Got to check the stats on the TV station poll. Do you like red, white, or rosé? And compare them with the high volume that we're getting on the text line at 343-0106 on this National Wine Day, Drink Wine Day. We figured, why do what everybody else does and talk about, I like a Pinot, or I like Cabernet, or I like a Zinfandel. What's your favorite fortified wine is how we roll here on Mobile Mornings. And people are saying they got a lot of suggestions.
Yeah, so far it looks like Mad Dog is leading the poll. It's very close, though. Dan says Mad Dog 2020 all day, but I actually think that's physically impossible to drink that all day.
It's not recommended.
John Boone's Farm Strawberry Hill all the way.
There's a water. Somebody suggested Boone's Farm watermelon flavor.
And Boone's Farm Tickle Pink. And then we had several conjuring up memories here. Unnamed texter, hearing the name Thunderbird conjures up bad memories of fraternity pledge events. Thunderbird, the American classic. Of course. Night Train. Several for Night Train. And another Thunderbird vote here. And Mad Dog 2020 experience gone awry in my early pre-legal drinking age days.
this is a good axiom somebody sent in here. Good wine isn't cheap, and cheap wine isn't good. The more you know. Thank you for the heads up there. So, yeah, we're just running a small side survey on this National Drink Wine Day. Why do what everybody else does? Let's talk about fortified wine. I mean, it's Mobile Morning. That's how we roll. All right, 750 News is next.
Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shops provide clear, concise estimates, keep you informed through the repair process, and restore your car to the highest quality standards at a fair market price. Learn more at professional-collision.com. Bringing you this information update.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A registered sex offender is now in jail after climbing a 375-foot radio tower to escape from Pensacola police. Officers spent more than 7 hours trying to get the man to come down as concerned citizens watched. Police say the man, who remains unidentified, was wanted for failing to identify as a sex offender. He'd served time in prison for his offenses. Police say he didn't want to go back to jail. A man was shot and killed last night, blocks away from a Mardi Gras parade in downtown Mobile.
It happened at the Quick Stop gas station on Broad Street at about 6:50 last night. The victim was rushed to the hospital but later died. The Mobile Police Department is asking for the public's help identifying a suspect. A man and his dog managed to escape a fire that destroyed his home early Monday morning. It happened on St. Luke Church Road in the Latham community of Baldwin County. There was not much left of Walter Gray's home. A witness says a car in Gray's garage exploded. When firefighters arrived, all they could do was make sure it didn't spread. Gray and his dog are staying with friends. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Danny Perry will be a working Mobile County treasurer. For 40 years, Danny Perry has been a small business owner, working and watching his money. Danny Perry will watch the money of all the taxpayers of Mobile County, just like he watched his own. A native Mobilian, a product of the Mobile County public school system, has been on the Mobile County Republican Executive Committee for a quarter century, has served on the South Alabama Regional Planning Commission, the Board of Equalization for Mobile County, Alabama Vocational Education Committee, and an active benefactor of the McGill Toolin Foundation. Danny Perry, for 16 years, served on the board of the Mobile Transit Authority and has served as treasurer of the Alabama Transit Association and on the State Board of Electrical Examiners. Danny Perry wants to continue his service to all the taxpayers of Mobile County. Danny Perry will be your working county treasurer.
Paid for by Danny Perry for treasurer, Mobile County, Republican primary.
Good morning, 7:51 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Denny Hamlin won this year's running of the Daytona 500 by 14 thousandths of a second, but everyone's focus was on the well-being of Ryan Newman after a scary wreck on the final lap.
Ryan Newman off turn four for the final time. Blaney to the outside, to the inside. Here comes Hamlin up the outside.
Wow.
Crash into the wall, into the air goes Newman.
Upside down.
In a shower of sparks on his roof, Ryan Newman comes across the line for it.
That's the call from Fox. It took emergency responders some time to get the car upright and remove Newman. He was taken off the track in an ambulance and to Halifax Medical Center. Shortly after 9 p.m. our time, NASCAR Executive Vice President Steve O'Donnell passed along a statement from Newman's team, Roush Fenway Racing.
Ryan Newman is being treated at Halifax Medical Center. He's in serious condition, but doctors have indicated his injuries are non-life-threatening. We appreciate your thoughts and prayers and ask that you respect the privacy of Ryan and his family during this time. We appreciate your patience and cooperation and will provide more information as it becomes available.
The victory lane celebration was, of course, subdued for Hamlin and his team.
It's a weird balance of, you know, excitement and happiness for yourself, but obviously someone's health and their family's, you know, bigger than any win in any sport. So, you know, we're just hoping for the best.
It was Hamlin's third Daytona 500 win of his career, and his margin of victory of 0.014 seconds over Ryan Blaney was the second closest in race history. The closest also belongs to Hamlin, his win over Martin Truex Jr. in 2016. Mobile's Bubba Wallace finished 15th after he got caught up in a wreck that took out a majority of the field with 17 laps remaining. We're now under a month away from Selection Sunday in NCAA basketball, and Baylor remains the top-ranked team in the latest Associated Press Top 25 poll. Kentucky moved up a couple spots to number 10, while Auburn fell two spots to number 13 this week after losing to Missouri on Saturday. LSU dropped out of the rankings after losing to Alabama. It was the Tigers' third loss in four games. 7:53, FM Talk 106.5, that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning, everyone, from the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center. Still working in accident in Baldwin County at 181 and 31. Also, County Road 32 and 55 in the Summerdale area. Halls Mill and McVeigh, they've got that overturned vehicle waiting for the wreckers. Again, we've got a dense fog advisory till 10 a.m. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, they've got the all-new 2020 RAV4 for just $188 a month for 36 months with $39.99 down. Model number 4430. See their inventory at SpringHillToyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey folks, Danny Cordy with the Mobile Sports Authority here. For a while now, you've been hearing me talk about what the MSA does and how we're the sports tourism arm for the city and county of Mobile, charged with bringing in sporting events. And we thank you for your support. As we roll into spring, the MSA will be hosting sporting events involving golf, lacrosse, softball, tennis, track and field, cycling, volleyball, gymnastics, basketball, and more. Get all the details on those events by visiting MobileSportsAuthority.com and check us out on social media. Go all out. We do.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for showers and areas of fog with temperatures in the lower 70s. Tonight, fog and a few showers, lows in the upper 50s. And then tomorrow, morning fog, then a few showers with highs in the upper 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority. Log in now for streaming shows, host bios, on-demand forecasts, local, national, and global news, plus interactive polls and blogs. Get all of it online now at fmtalk1065.com.
756, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you along, Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig. Remember, podcasts of this show and the 40-some-odd hours a week of live, local, organically grown radio that we do around here, available through fmtalk1065.com. Click the podcast tab, or better yet, subscribe at iTunes, Stitcher. Heck, the TuneIn Radio app that you use to listen to the station on your smartphone, they've got our podcast. Spotify's got them.
Don't forget CastBox and Deezer also. They're available everywhere.
All right, subscribe and give us a thumbs up or stars or whatever the emoji is there, and leave us a note when you listen to the podcast. So many good suggestions as it is this National Drink Wine Day. The nice folks in the world are getting people to tell them whether they drink red or white or a rosé. We're asking your favorite fortified wines. Though I saw this text here from Hal. This is maybe the funniest thing I've seen all morning. He said WEUP Radio used to run a malt liquor ad for Country Club Old 900. You want to know the slug line?
Yeah, what was it?
When you don't have much time. So, we're celebrating in our own way this Drink Wine Day, National Fortified Wine Day. Your favorite fortified wines on the text line, we're tallying still at 343-0106.
Just makes economical sense.
Yes, it does. Value priced. Excellent. Be right back.